It's election day here in the U.S., so let's talk about election movies. Hey, welcome back. I'm John Ellis. Thanks for joining me today. As mentioned previously, we're joining in this National Podcast Post Month. You can follow the hashtag at NAPODPOMO on Twitter. So as we talked about, my goal here is to present you with a daily movie discussion, maybe a movie review, a tidbit, anything interesting about the movies for 30 days here in November. So you'll find others in different topics in different industries, all sort of doing the same thing, tying that all together with the hashtag online, so feel free to follow in the conversation. So the goal is, to make it every day. Is that going to happen? You know, I hope so. We'll see. That's part of the challenge here. But either way, it should be fun. Fun for both of us, fun for me, fun for you. And for the most part, these will be shorter episodes. So I hope you enjoy listening to them as much as I enjoy creating them. So if you're new to the podcast, normally I focus on current movies with the ultimate goal of letting you know what the best movie of the year is so far. Now we're going to continue to do that through the month of November as new movies come out and as I watch them, and I'll be prepared to talk to you about those. So I'll let you kind of know where they are, how good they are, if they're bad, if they're good, where they stand in the top 10 list, if they are the best movie of the year so far. But we're also going to discuss movies that I may have missed on their initial run. Maybe we just didn't get a chance to talk about early on in the podcast, or maybe they're just outside of the top 10 list and top 10 discussion. But today is something different. It's election day in the United States. So let's discuss those movies. So what are the best movies about politics? Tweet at me at EllisonMovies and let me know. I'm going to go through a list of a couple I'd like to point out. This is certainly not the best list. This is certainly not a top 10 list, or in this case, a top 3 list. These are just three sort of various different movies, completely different themes, different genres that I wanted to point out. Three distinct movies that I think I sort of think about on election day like this. Let me know what you think. When somebody says election day movie, what is it that you think about? So obvious for me, let's start with number one. I should say number one. It's not in any particular order here. But the first one is the movie Election. Now, it's a high school teacher played by Matthew Broderick. Now, if you know the movie, he's already having a rough time with his life. He's getting pulled into this ruthless battle of high school student body elections. And the worst of those students is led by Reese Witherspoon, an overachieving, very determined student who wants to become student body president. This is an Alexander Payne movie, and he's behind other great films like Nebraska, The Descendants, and one of my favorites, Sideways. Election is a dark comedy, and really one of the best in that genre. Check out Election. Now let's talk about a 2016 documentary called Wiener. It's about the fall, and really fall again, of former New York politician Anthony Wiener. The camera crew in this film had an up-close look at his race for mayor in 2013. So close that you wonder why. Like, why is he letting them film this? Why is he letting these people even have this discussion and be in these rooms with him? But it doesn't take long to learn it's because of his arrogance and his ego. He constantly believes he can turn things around. And he fully believes that his policy and his politics will rise above it all. Yet he makes mistake after mistake. And it's a train wreck of a man. And you can't look away from, and nor would he want you to. So check out Wiener, the documentary, as soon as possible. So the third and final movie I want to mention is All the President's Men. You know, it's the story of how the Washington Post reporters Woodward and Bernstein uncover the details of the Watergate scandal. If you haven't seen it, and I urge you to see it right away, it stars Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman as the two reporters that ultimately unravel the case that led to the presidential resignation. Nominated for 8 Academy Awards, it won at least 4. So All the President's Men is the gold standard for me when it comes to these movies. Although admittedly, it's ultimately a story about journalism more than about politics, so I may be cheating here a little bit. Either way, it's an excuse to share this movie and talk about this movie, so I'm always eager to do that. So check out All the President's Men. So that's a quick run through of kind of three election-themed movies. But let me know on Twitter, let me know what I'm missing. And when someone says election movies, what do you think of? So again, I'll be sure to post more about these movies and other movies on EllisonMovies.com. You can always find me on Twitter at EllisonMovies. Until then, be sure to hit the subscribe or follow button however you are listening so you can be alerted when these new episodes drop. We'll talk tomorrow.